One day, some of the kids from the neighborhood carried my mother's groceries all the way home. You know why? It was out of respect.
This is Dirt and Spray.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from. See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one or two things. Either you're somebody or you're nobody.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Spray.
A month from now, this Hollywood big shot's going to give you what you want.
Too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm going to make them an offer again with you.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Me, I always tell it to you, even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on, last time you're going to see a bad guy like this again.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. Live on YouTube.
This team blows.
We got a lot to get to in the final hour. Thanks for watching, everybody. The injury texts keep coming in, and they keep making me laugh. Keith in a garbage truck says, I've thrown my back out doing the thang with Mrs. Garbage Truck. It was a hell of a performance. Too bad she was the only one to see it.
Yeah, if you want to go that department, I've farted once doing that.
Yeah, it's not an injury, but it's not great. It's not ideal.
It was a little too relaxed.
Let out a little toot. Was it like a tight sound or a loose sound? Was it like a high pitch, or was it like...
No.
Mid-thrust?
It was an in-between of those two situations.
That's not good. That kills the mood. Oh, that's not good. Like, is it trying? You're trying to hold it, and it kind of ekes out a little bit.
Was that
a slow leak?
What?
No, I don't know. What?
Yeah,
I think it was the dog.
Oh yeah,
where's the dog? Is it a cat?
No, definitely not. It was a little uncomfortable for everybody involved. We got past it.
You got past it. You moved on. Yeah. Well,
luckily, it doesn't last very long.
So that's true. It's going to be over. Just give me 20 more seconds. It's all I need. It's almost done. I'm almost done. What did we get here? Where did this one go? Damn it. Some of these gets jumbled up when they get texted in. Hurt back. I was in the kitchen cooking dinner. My wife came by, poked me in the butt, and I jumped and clenched so hard that I threw my back out. I told work I heard it moving a fridge all by myself.
Oh, yeah. You never tell people.
Dude, I was lifting a fridge at home. I was carrying the fridge around the kitchen, you know, throughout my back. I love the visual of a poke. Because if my wife pokes me in the butt, I'll do the same. You're like, ah, what? You just like a quick clench. You kind of turn around.
My wife slaps my ass sometimes. She comes up like, whap! Like I'm a stripper or something.
Hey, gentle. Easy with the merchandise.
Easy.
One text from a Beaver fan came in. Welcome in, everybody. By the way, hope your mornings are going well. And a Beaver fan said, it's bleeping lame. It's bleeping lame that Rivalry Week is in September.
It is.
Bleeping
lame. I watched
multiple
highlights yesterday just out of, I don't know, I listened to Gunderson. We've talked with Landing Audio stuff. So I looked up just some old memories and like seeing Mike Haas catch a touchdown and they're blowing Oregon out, but like it's a night game and he's blowing smoke out of his helmet. Keith Jackson calling a game from Reese or welcome in. It's like, I remember watching the game. I think too young. Was it a 9 a.m. kick? Cause certainly looked like it.
Felt like it. Yeah.
The Joey Five Picks game. That was an early morning game.
Felt like it always used to be a noon game on ABC.
Yeah.
The Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Right. And it was just so cold that it's hard to tell watching old school tape of what time it was, or me going to night games or late evening or early afternoon, whatever it was. And it's going to be 12:30, and it might be 85 degrees, and I don't know. I thought Josh actually, for somebody not in the region, not connected to either one, I thought he said it well, and that is, the game's happening. It's sold out officially. They've just announced it's a sellout. It'll be hostile and loud, and the chainsaw will be going, and the duck corner of fans will be pom-pom waving. It feels more like a game that like, let's see what the schedule says and not of this matters.
Well, it's just automatically on the schedule as the last game of the year every year.
And I know the Big Ten does things differently and this whole world and blame is being thrown out. Much like the SEC, I really wish they could have found a way to do the SEC thing where they do this at the back end of the schedule and say, we're doing a non-conference game. You can call it a whatever you want to call it as a braggadocious Duck fan or whoever. this game needs to be happening late in the season. That's our tradition. That is our life. It's not, and I know this is the new world of college football, but all of the thoughts and comments and Josh Pate's comment, it all, yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah, to his point, at least the silver lining is that a lot of these rivalries have gone away. Oklahoma State refuses to play Oklahoma as they have left for the SEC, so I don't know if we'll ever see that rivalry game again. We saw this with kind of like Texas and Texas A&M.
For
they just went away, and now they're going to start playing again because they're in the same conference. So there are some that have gone away. So for that reason, I am appreciative, and I'm glad that they are playing the game. It wasn't really, the ball wasn't really in our court. It was more of, does Oregon State want this, and is this a game that they still want to keep on the books because of the emotions and what happened to them, and they're trying to figure out their schedule. I'm glad that they were able to make it work in the short term. I agree with you long term, especially if Oregon State, I think the hope is that at some point they find their way into a crumbled ACC, into a Big 12, whatever the case, and that 3 or 4 years from now, that's the conversation we're having, where we're still both with a seat at the table, and this is a rivalry game that we want to keep in place. I love your point about SEC schools. This happens all over the country. Clemson and South Carolina are not in the same conference. They are in the SEC and the ACC. They play each other the last week of the season every year. Georgia and Georgia Tech, not in the same conference. They play each other the last game of the season every single year in an in-state rivalry.
Those
game.
Are great example. I was thinking of the schools for the blind joke.
Yeah,
makes,
but those are
But those are really good examples.
I mean, you have rivalry games that are not conference games that happen in the last game of the season every year. This exists all over the country, and I understand the long-term fear for Oregon State fan, and we've had a lot of Beaver fans who've chimed in on that of saying, look, if there's not a power invite, maybe the talent level continues to decrease, the gap could widen, and I don't want to have anything to do with that game, and I don't blame any of them for feeling that way. If there is an invite or if there is a pathway back to a major conference, then I would hope that there's some sort of negotiation that could happen that says this game, it needs to be the week of Thanksgiving. I was watching some Oregon interviews yesterday, I think it was Bryce Betcher, who is a local kid, so the rivalry means a little
He's
bit more
baseball,
to him.
Baseball, football guy, yeah.
And he was actually getting funny questions of, is it harder to play at what's the baseball, Goss?
Goss, yeah.
Is it harder to play at Goss or Reese? And he's like, well, we lost last time I was there in football, so
yeah.
I think he said, let me answer after this weekend's game, and I'll give you a more sound bite. But he said, we were walking around the meeting rooms all week joking, feels like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because you're playing Oregon State, right. And there's Oregon State highlights, and Oregon's playing those 19 straight runs on loop constantly, I'm sure, for their defense. It feels like Thanksgiving, but it's September 11th.
And I would imagine Cougs Husky fans feeling something similar to that, right? Cougars are actually basically being a little cocky this week in practice with some of the post-practice stuff. And I love that. I love when people lean into it. You mentioned Betcher. He also was like, oh, we remember the last time we were here.
Yeah.
We remember that game. And I haven't watched all the player ones. I go back today and watch it. But, like, Gunderson is somebody that's coaching in this game. And I understand you don't want bulletin board material. I get it. He grew up in the state. He played in that game.
In the rivalry game.
He's familiar. He knows what this means. And, again, they're kind of taking more of a not talking about the rivalry stuff of it. And that's a little surprising to me because usually I'm used to the Oregon coach doing that.
Nameless, faceless opponent.
Yeah, and Lanning's like, no. I want this game. I remember the 19 straight runs. I'll never forget that. Like, and I love hearing that because that makes this, it gives it more juice. But the time of the year, the way this has all gone down the last calendar year, it's all just, it's so weird. I'm watching this game with a duck. And we're going to be at my house watching this, and I'm sure he's going to be laughing when his team scores, or I'll laugh at his team if they're losing in the fourth quarter, but it's still going to feel weird.
Yeah.
And the further this goes with no conference, and that's the other part of this, there's no conference tie. So this game doesn't matter for conference ranks.
No, it's just bragging
standing.
Rights.
It's bragging rights. No. And that takes a little bit away from it, too.
No doubt. I mean, you could say make the argument if Oregon State wins this game, they are a viable team to make some noise. Like, this is the hardest game, I would argue, on their schedule.
It certainly changes my view of them.
Changes the view of them completely and what they can accomplish. So there is that angle of it. Like, there's still that on the line, but I brought this up yesterday. Just, you'll never match the feeling of playing spoiler for the other team's dreams of winning a conference title. Or 2009 is the peak of the rivalry when both team, the winner of the game was going to go to the Rose Bowl. You won't have that same feeling late in the season. I enjoyed these two texts at the Vancouver Ford text line. Somebody said Sprague had to pick up the drill and move it 5 yards. Let's just move over here. Act like that didn't happen. And I enjoyed this. Somebody listening to the show said, I literally just leaned over to grab something from my dog in the middle of my back, shot up in pain. You guys weren't kidding. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe it was all the back pain talk that you just hurt your back while listening to the show. I apologize for that. We didn't mean for that to happen.
The funniest thing, Dirk, quickly, I'll say, is getting ready for Road to Coast. I had a 51-year-old, a 42-year-old, some late 30s. And the whole van is just like, we got the ibuprofen.
Who's got the?
Where's the BioFreeze? Right, like, we had to have all our. Where's the knee brace?
I need like, it. I'm in pain.
And we're not even that old, but it's like, that's the point of our lives.
We're all washed, man, and we're all here together. Let's ask this question. Is it worth $2? That's next on The Fan. It's a guy from Hardcore Hustling. All right, welcome back in. 820. I'm going to get fired up. How about this? Mike in Salem says, this rivalry is not as big as Oregon-Washington. When we play Washington Thanksgiving weekend, it'll become the new tradition. Little Brother Bowl between Washington State and Oregon State could be played the same week, and they will feel the same. Get over it. So if you want a little bit of red meat, if you're a Beaver fan, there you go. Is it worth $2? The Carolina Panthers, arguably the worst team in the NFL, looked horrendous in their first week of the season. I don't know if you know this, but they raised their ticket prices coming off a 2-15 year last year.
It's a smart move, generally good with That's the fans good. Who watched the worst team in football be the worst team of football again this year.
Imagine the balls it takes to call your fans and say, hey, 2-15, I know, but, and we also didn't have the number one overall pick because we traded that for a quarterback who's not very good, but we're going to go ahead and jack up your ticket prices.
I also think it's the same person that has the balls to throw a drink from his suite at a fan who's heckling him. You know, I before you get into this, I quickly want to point. I hear all the time, one of the worst trades ever, and it's in the running to potentially be the worst. Them trading that to the Bears for Caleb and DJ Moore. I think we need to be throwing CJ Stroud into that too, because they knowingly took the 5'8 quarterback who had no outstanding quality or trait better than CJ Stroud. And CJ Stroud
looks good.
Looks amazing.
Looks
and
good.
I have to throw that into the trade that it was Caleb, CJ Stroud, and DJ Moore.
It was one of the worst trades in the history of the NFL.
It's in the running.
Whether or not
worst,
Caleb even ends up being good. If Caleb ends up being great, then that's just the cherry on top to maybe make it the worst
Dude,
trade.
If he's Trevor Lawrence, it's the worst trade of all time.
If he's it doesn't take much to be the best Bears franchise quarterback, and if he turns into that, then it's a disaster. Then you add on top of that, one of their star defensive tackles, Derek Brown, he's going to have meniscus surgery and probably miss the rest of the year. So they had the worst performance of anybody in the NFL in week one. One of their best defensive players is now likely out for the year. And this has led to one fan listing his tickets for the upcoming Falcons game, which is in a couple of weeks. He has listed them on SeatGeek for $1.80. Would you pay are the Carolina Panthers worth $1.80 to go see Kirkers come to town and his bum meniscus play Bryce Young in the Carolina Panthers?
No. Unless I'm a big, like, Drake London, Kyle Pitts.
If you're a big Falcons guy.
Bijan Robinson fan.
To see that team come and not watch the Panthers.
I mean, a team that's coming to their building this weekend that doesn't even get home games is the Chargers, and there might be more Chargers fans at this game than Panthers fans.
I don't know if that's humanly possible.
I know, but
wrong.
It might be possible, because Harbaugh's a thing, and Herbert's a thing, and so there you go. No, I wouldn't. And it's not just like the fact that I have to watch the Panthers play football. It's that I have to miss all the other football to watch the Panthers play football.
To watch the Carolina Panthers play football.
Nah, you should be paying me $50 at a minimum to go to that game, to miss all the other games. This isn't a would you go to the game. It's would I want to miss the other games to go to the game.
If I gave you $50, would you go watch the Panthers home game?
Pay me more.
Not enough.
I've been. What's the Michael Cohen?
More. 50 times. 75. Right, more. Okay, now we're talking. The only NFL game I've ever been to is a Carolina Panthers game. Years ago, when my brother still lived in Charlotte, I went.
Yeah, thankfully you didn't get in a fight.
I almost did get in a fight. And it was a very similar thing. It was an end of the year thing. They were playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
yeah,
I want to say.
It was James.
That's
Jameis
right.
Trash talk.
No, Jameis wasn't there yet because it was before the Oregon-Florida State. I got into a fight with a Florida State fan prior to the playoff game.
Oh, got you. Okay.
But I can't remember who the Bucs quarterback was at the time. Cam Newton was not playing. He
probably
was hurt.
Probably Josh Freeman.
It might have been. And it was a Derek Anderson start for the Carolina Panthers. Shout out Derek Anderson.
The Moose and Scapoose.
The Moose and Scapoose was loose in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we decided last second, like, should we go to the game? We bought tickets literally at the top level of their stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, or I think it is, or Bank of America Stadium. And they were legitimately, I think, $5 a piece.
Did you move down?
We didn't.
Really?
We could have. I don't know why we didn't. Now that I look back on it, it was definitely not sold out.
Halftime, that's when you make the move, man. You identify the seat, you go down halftime.
Talk about a tradition of cheap tickets. The Carolina Panthers have had this for a long time. $1.80, man. I just, buddy. Why would anybody have bought season tickets to them this year? They play at home against the
Chargers.
It's the
NFL. It's the NFL, you know.
Let me see if they have any good home. Like, you have to tell me there's at least an elite home game.
What's their phrase? Is it keep pounding?
Keep pounding. They bang their drum. Keep pounding. That's what they do.
It's a weird phrase for a cat team.
It is very weird. Chargers this week, Bengals, they got at home. Falcons is the game that I mentioned. Saints, Giants. You do have a Chiefs home game on the 24th of November.
What are the tickets for the Giants game?
It's got to be 75 cents.
Unless
wait.
Giants fans go to that game.
That is a Europe game. Thank God they moved that game to Europe. That's a 6:30 a.m. kick. Yeah.
That's our Europe game, Panthers-Giants? I will not be waking up early for that.
That is the Germany game, and I've seen a lot of people ask, what did Germany do to deserve this?
Well,
and people have said, people don't forget, you know.
Yeah.
WW2.
This is
the final punishment from World War II is you get Giants and Panthers.
Well, let's get into this very quickly.
Yeah, what do you got?
Where do they rank of the worst sports team to spend money on to watch? Who's the baseball equivalent to them?
The White Sox.
White Sox for sure.
This year.
Is it more appealing to go to a White Sox home game?
Yeah, I think it is.
Based on the opponent versus the NFL?
Just because I like baseball live better than football live sometimes.
Like, you can't beat a baseball hot dog.
You're eating a hot dog, you're having a beer, you're sitting around.
And you can get that in an NFL game, but it's not the same as
not
a baseball
the same.
Hot dog.
I think if I'm going live sport, I go baseball over football.
Okay.
So I think I would rather go to a White Sox game than a Panthers game. Who is the team in the NBA?
Could be us. Wizards?
Is it us?
I mean, technically, it might be us, but let's call it the Pistons.
The Detroit Pistons.
They are depressed. The Wizards are a good one, too. I don't know if you could pick one between those.
I think I'd rather go to a Panthers
game. Let's go to Wizards. Wizards have no successful history.
No.
The Pistons at least got some chips.
Okay, would you rather go to a Wizards game or a Carolina Panthers game?
I'd go a Wizards game because the NBA is closer, like the experience. Football feels further away.
You are closer to the action.
I'm not missing something. I don't have a bad angle, really, at the arena. I could see LeBron. Like, it'd have to be a Chiefs game for me to feel the equivalent of that, right?
I think you can't go elite opponent. You got to go run-of-the-mill opponent. You can't do that. Because then I could say, if I could go, because they get the Chiefs at home. Like, if I'm going to that game, I'd want to go to that Panthers
game. The Cavaliers
game
are in town.
Yeah, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
They're a good team, but not necessarily top of the marquee.
If you really want to play the game fun, you go to the worst team versus the worst team. Which one would you rather do?
Yeah, Panthers versus Giants.
Or Wizards versus Pistons.
Wizards versus Pistons. You would go what in hockey? Sharks versus Coyotes? Because I don't want to do Blackhawks. Blackhawks are too much of a tradition.
This is such a random ass.
Sharks versus Coyotes.
Well, the Sharks this year, there's actually a reason to go.
Because they got the number one pick.
They got the number one pick who's supposed to be another Wunderkid.
The equivalent to this is White Sox Marlins.
White Sox Marlins. Yes. How about Marlins. Ducks versus Coyotes?
Ooh.
Anaheim Ducks versus the Salt Lake Coyotes. Or the
Utah. Did they pick
team.
A name yet?
I don't think they
have.
I'm asking sincerely, can you name a Miami Marlin?
Is Jazz Chisholm still there? Did he get traded?
No.
Where did he get dealt?
He went to the Yankees
and then got
hurt.
Yankee now? I forgot baseball is even still happening until I hear the open every morning.
I almost wanted to kick the segment off with saying Mariner fan. Let the rope go.
Let it go. Give up now.
I got other teams giving them a chance, and they just do that last night. And they put...
the Seahawks are fun now. The Huskies are back in your lives. There's talk of NBA expansion coming this season.
The Sonics are going to come back at some point.
The Storm are a good team.
Sounders are in playoff contention.
The Sounders are good. Let the rope go.
I like this guy texting, and I adopted the Panthers as my NFL team for life 2 years ago. Why would you do that to yourself?
Because you want to start at the bottom so nobody can call you a front runner.
They will always be at the bottom with Tepper as their owner.
Tepper bought the team. Didn't he buy it 2 years ago?
And it was somewhere around there.
Well, yeah, because they forced Richardson to sell
it after his
shenanigans.
McRubberson,
he said, we could have just stayed at pick 9 and gotten Jalen Carter or someone and drafted Caleb the next season. Yeah, that's the whole point. That's why it's bad. I love this poll question.
Let me assemble it. So Miami versus Chicago in baseball.
Yeah, Marlins versus White Sox.
Okay.
You're going. Which, don't do Salt Lake because that'll throw people off.
No, I won't do that. You guys got to do the hockey one. I couldn't tell you anything on hockey.
We could go Columbus. Columbus was terrible. Let's go Columbus versus Anaheim.
Okay, we'll do Wizards Pistons.
Wizards Pistons, and then what's the worst matchup in the NFL? Panthers and Giants right
Panthers,
now.
Panthers Giants
has to be.
I mean, Daniel Jones, okay. Bryce Young. Can you think of worse quarterback play?
I think we do. You're offered free tickets to all four of these games. Which one do you go to?
No, I think it has to be paid. You have to pay to go to a sporting
event. Okay, you have to buy a ticket to one of these games.
Yeah, you're okay. Forced to buy a ticket.
$1.80 tickets.
God, I'm so mad spending any of that money.
To an NFL game, you could get tickets for less than
$2. I'll give you the hottest take here. I didn't think you'd expect this. Choosing hockey. I've never been to an NHL game.
I mean, you're not wrong there.
It seems fun.
High-paced action. You got 20 minutes to go drink a beer in between periods.
Did you name a Canadian team in that, or was it?
No, I went to Anaheim versus Columbus.
Wow. Yeah.
So. Columbus has a good fan base, though. Like, they support their team.
Okay.
Anaheim, I know, kind of does.
Newer
as well,
arena.
But, okay.
I've never been to Columbus, Ohio. Let's do it. Let's get weird.
Yeah. They're eating pets over there, man. Be careful.
Your cats.
Don't.
Watch your dogs.
We almost got through the whole show.
Look, watch your dogs.
I think we've got good concepts of a poll question.
Yeah.
We're hoping to give it to you at some point.
All right.
Is your dog safe?
Check your dogs when you get home. Let's get to this. There were decisions that we have not talked about yet from the weekend that I would like to talk about and then ask the question. I want to kind of do this roving segment throughout the NFL season. Who are the bottom four? I will explain. We'll do that next. All right. We're getting funky on a Wednesday. Welcome back in. Panthers bro has chimed in.
the poll question is up, by the way.
It is up. Okay.
Yeah, the poll question, if you're just tuning in.
You got to pay to go to one of these games.
You're forced to pay. So it's a hypothetical game. We know sometimes, I wouldn't pay to go either.
Play the game.
Which of these four would you buy a ticket for? Giants Panthers, Marlins White Sox, Pistons Wizards, Anaheim Ducks versus Blue Jackets early returns. Giants Panthers is winning.
It's winning.
What do you think is second?
I would hope hockey.
I'm so disappointed in the football winning this.
I would hope hockey.
Okay. Dead last.
Dead last.
Not remotely close, actually. Pistons Wizards second.
That's second.
Marlins White Sox third. And 7% are saying hockey.
A lot of Malcolm Brogdon fans out there. Want to go support our boy. Is he still in D.C.? Has he been dealt again yet? Is he still a Wizard for now?
Do we get credit for that trade?
I think we get that. That's our trade. That's our trade.
You know, camp opens in like 2 weeks.
It's almost here. I'm not ready.
Insane that the Blazer season is here in our lives.
I just started panicking about my college football team. Let me breathe, man. Let me breathe. Criteria for picking the Panthers, as listener said, it had to be a team that had never. I just wanted a team that never won before.
Yeah, this is my theory.
A place that I'd want to visit. I have Carolina ties. I like going there. Carolina's
cool.
Good place to visit. Yep. And a team that has sucked at the time, so I couldn't be called a front runner.
I called it.
Panthers it is.
And
poor bastard, dude. Yeah. Of all the times to jump on, like I appreciate the effort there. Don't want to be a front row. Like, you jumped on right before they made one of the worst trades in the history of the NFL.
How long ago did he say made this?
2 years ago.
Here's a hot take. Here's a little bit of a hot take.
Yeah.
If you made this going into the season 2 years ago, you know what team he could have chose that fits all the criteria? Man Campbell.
You could have.
Because they hadn't played the year that they missed the playoff, but they beat Green Bay. They were going into that season, and at that point...
We were all making fun of Dan Campbell as a coach. Like, who are this idiot's their head coach?
Yeah, and they're the Lions. Like, you could have chose the Lions.
Because we'll tread water as long as it takes to bury
your coach could have been an Applebee's commercial. Instead, he's got a porn addiction that he's fighting daily.
Yes.
That's a tough place to be.
And you have a quarterback smaller than me. Your future is bleak, buddy.
I legitimately think he is smaller than you. Did you see the tape?
He is tiny, dude. He is tiny. I love talking about bad and dumb coaches, and I thought there were a few examples of this in the NFL over the weekend.
Sure.
We talked briefly about the Chargers winning in Harbaugh's debut and the speech from Harbaugh and all that. Herbert didn't do a ton, but they ran the football.
Just an awful game to watch.
Terrible football game. The vibes are immaculate right now in LA, even though I enjoy again that Herbert's the only quarterback in the NFL that has to play 17 road games a year, and that was a road game for them again in their home opener.
It was.
Antonio Pierce was the head coach on the other side. Mm-hmm. A guy that I chuckled when the interim guy doesn't work ever in football. I know that there's probably one or two examples we can point to. 98.7% of the time, hiring the interim guy is an absolute disaster. They hand him the reins to be their head coach. He had two decisions on Sunday in their opener that need to be made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth and one from the 42-yard line, 7 minutes and 19 seconds to go. They are down 16 to 10.
Yeah.
42-yard line going in, not their own 42-yard line, the Chargers' 42-yard line. Fourth and one, down by six. He punted. The Chargers got the ball. J.K. Dobbins broke a long run. They scored a touchdown. Game over.
Right.
The drive prior to that, with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, fourth and one from the 12-yard line, down 16 to 7, he kicked a field goal. They did not score again the rest of the game.
Look, I disagree with the first one. I Kyle Shanahan did this a bit.
I was yelling at my TV when he kicked a field goal up by 13 to go up by 16.
Me too. Kyle Shanahan wins.
Yeah,
and he
won. Can get away with it.
So Kyle Shanahan is right, okay? Yeah. I don't like the first one. The second one was the more egregious one.
Fireable offense, honestly. If
fourth
I'm an owner
and
or
one
GM,
at the 12?
I am calling you and say, like, pack your bag, dude.
I do want to give him just a little bit of this, okay? Because I wasn't a Pierce fan. I understand he won at Kansas City. It's the rah-rah emotional thing. The players want him, all that stuff. They don't have a quarterback.
Nope.
He had to choose between Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. Minshew is a career backup. We all know that. It's going to get replaced at some point. Adams is going to get pissed because they suck. Like, all of this you can see coming a mile away. The unfortunate thing is they have a good defensive line. Alt did a great job against Crosby. They're going to be in some games because of that defense.
Because of the defense.
Yeah. But this is why I just, come on. This was a cheap move. This was, that's what it is. It's a cheap move. It's not, teams reacting to interim coaches is ridiculous. Freddie Kitchens line too. This was a move made on the cheap. You could have offered the biggest of bags to Belichick.
Yes.
And maybe just said, we'll give it all to you.
Come on in, buddy.
Power, coaching, everything. You're in Vegas. It matters. Oh, my God, they got Bill Belichick. You didn't do it.
Nope.
You wanted to go cheap because you don't have money. And so they're going to reap the consequences of this. They also don't have a quarterback, so that's my only, like, I'll give him a little bit of
silver
a
lining.
That's it.
This did get me thinking, though. I want to try and have fun with this. We'll see if we remember to do it every week. A rotating list, and we'll see if we can come up with it. If I were to ask you guys right now, listeners, you can chime in on this as well. Who are the four worst head coaches in the NFL?
Well, I'm putting Rob Saleh, numero uno.
Numero uno.
Numero uno. They're going to go 4-1, and so all this is going to age very poorly. Still not a good coach to me. I'm sorry. I gave him a lot of time. A lot of time. It's one thing to lose to the Niners. It's another to look that inept.
And their defense, which is supposed to be his strength, did
all
not.
Year.
They got torched.
Oh, the best defense. Yeah. Oh. This, that. No pass rush. Secondary got shredded. Couldn't stop the run to save your life.
I'll see that. I listen.
Embarrassing performance. You know what his career record is, by the way? He's 18-34. Rob Saleh.
Not good.
Is number one on this. I'm going to give you another surprising one because I actually don't think he's a bad coach, but I'm sorry. I have to blame you. Kevin Stefanski, welcome to the list.
Bench Deshaun Watson.
Bench Deshaun Watson. Have some stones. By the way, you have Deshaun Watson. You can't make him a functional quarterback in the NFL. That's a blight on you. And Baker Mayfield was let go. I have a feeling that you had a say in that as well.
People think they've found a Deshaun Watson burner account. There's one account that just tweets defense of Deshaun Watson constantly to different media members and stuff, and they think it's a Deshaun Watson burner.
Wouldn't shock me in the least.
Not at all.
Kevin Durant has opened my eyes to all of that.
Not at all.
I'm going to give you another one out of left field. I'm not going to name a lot of first-year guys like Dave Canales, Panthers suck. I knew that. I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris. You got kind of railroaded. You didn't have a great tenure in your first coaching go-around. You took probably too long to get another opportunity. You came in with the hype, the juice.
Yeah.
10 points? 10?
10.
You couldn't prevent Justin Fields, who couldn't throw the football, from getting in field goal range one valuable time?
Yeah.
I just, come on, dude. What are you doing? Raheem Morris, welcome to the list.
Okay, top three. Do you have a fourth for me?
The fourth is a harder one.
It's tough because I like your point of not wanting to go with the... Because I would pay to put Antonio Pierce into this because of those coaching decisions. I think he deserves it. Some of the other guys just got blown out and boat raced.
I'll put Pierce on my list. I was toying with an Eberflus.
Who deserves it more, Pierce or Daboll?
I mean, if Daboll was ever caught in a meeting saying, let's pay Daniel... Daboll needs to be number one
in the top four.
He's probably signed off on it.
Four.
But if he was in the meeting saying, "Yeah, let's pay Daniel,"
yeah,
he needs to be number one.
He's making a strong argument, man. Coaching decisions are so funny. This stuff shouldn't be that complicated. But you're down by,
You're down by six in the fourth quarter. It's fourth and one on the 42-yard line, man. Like, you need a yard. If you get a yard, maybe you score a touchdown on that drive, and you go up 17-16.
You also pin them deep if you don't pick up your yard.
What are we doing, man? It's just bad coaching decisions. So we'll see. We'll do a rotating average of this every week. We'll check in again next week.
Is there
week.
One I didn't name?
I mean, if you're not going to go with the first-year guys, which I can appreciate, like, that's a little...
Even though Pierce is technically a first-year guy.
Yeah, a little unfair to Brian Callahan. You know, it's not his fault, Mayo. Boys throwing pick sixes the way that he did late in that game. I doubt he called that play of like, hey, flip it towards the sideline and throw a pick. So if you're not throwing those guys in, I do think that last debate comes down to, I think Daboll probably deserves it. Eberflus is another one because of how bad their offense looked.
They luckily won
that
game.
I know they won that game, yeah. But like all the hype, they kept him around. He's a 10-24 record as a head coach.
I'll give you a sneaky one.
Throw his ass in.
I like this list because I like to throw a coach that you wouldn't put on this list because you're going to go traditionally bad team. I'm eyeing him next week. Doug Peterson, you're on alert.
Dougie P. Dougie P's next four in. He's in that.
Be aware.
He's bubble watch for bad coach list.
You already knew I was out on Dougie P.
Yeah, that was a bad blowing a lead, bad coaching decision. So there you go. Worst four coaches in the league. Antonio Pierce off to a rough start in Vegas with some of those fourth down calls. Let's wrap it up. Put a bow on your Wednesday. We'll do it next on The Fan. All right, some thoughts coming in on our bad game sporting event ticket. Which one did you buy a ticket to?
Yeah, some good tweets on that.
We said hockey for sure. At least you maybe see a couple of fights.
That's also a good spot to be in.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
J-Dub says the White Sox are accidentally entertaining this year.
Valid point.
Like, if a team is so bad, are they entertaining? Is there a thing to that, like Keystone Cops?
Bad news bears sort of thing.
I know you can point to some good teams that are having good seasons. I've also been seeing attendance at a lot of games.
It gets exasperating at one point.
I just feel awful for
the
that
White
sport.
Sox can tie the all-time major league record for longest home losing streak at 15 with a loss to the Guardians this morning.
Yeah. I've seen Athletics games, White Sox games. I saw some Tigers games, and they're kind of still in the wild card. Like, there's some bad attendance stuff going on in baseball.
Not good, man. I mean, we've said it a million times, the season's too long, and now you're going head-to-head with football, and weather's going to start turning.
You think it would be... Okay, I'm asking sincerely. I don't want to derail your last segment, but...
No, it's okay. There's nothing on tonight, so you can go wherever you want with this. I don't have anything to preview.
If we were talking about divisional round
Aces
right now.
Fever tonight, NBA TV.
Hey, there you
go. That's another sport that like I've been following it all year, and I'm like, damn it, why are you still going in?
Yeah.
You know, I'd almost think you'd rather just go a little head-to-head with finals, NBA late playoffs, start early, have double the basketball, and then be wrapped at this point.
Yeah.
Football. No, they do. Their season starts, I think, late April or early May. So they start while the playoffs
then
are going
on. They start
on.
A little earlier is what I would say. Like, I'd rather have double the
basketball. Well, you start to run. A lot of them use the same venues as NBA teams, so you
That's
have an availability issue.
Well, and the situations with the players that get drafted, because the college season doesn't end until March
college
Madness.
College season doesn't end. The ones that play in Europe.
Because how long did Caitlin Clark have? I want to say she had like a month off, and then it was like, all right, go play in the WNBA.
Yeah, maybe they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. I'll follow the playoff stuff. But if we were talking divisional round baseball right now, I mean, they're not going to do this, but it would just feel, it really is. And my team's still in the race. We just lost a starting pitcher yesterday, which sucks. But even I'm so into football that it's just such background noise for me at this point.
That's a tough thing, man. I think
until the playoffs start.
I think a lot of the local markets, too, have been hurt. Like, Manfred was talking about this the other day, how they're desperately trying to shift their strategy away from these local RSN regional sports networks to more of a national broadcast plan. The problem is, and not every team's going to sign off on that, because the Dodgers are bringing home, like, $300
Dodgers,
million
Yankees,
a year until,
Mets.
Like, 2040. And it's like, we're not going to sign off on this crap.
Right.
You're not getting rid of our local TV deal. It's that we're bankrolling all these contracts.
Well, and quit putting so many different, you know, Prime Video and Apple TV and all that stuff get some national exclusive game.
Yeah.
Again, the ML, if you buy the package... It should cut across.
Every game.
Every game should be
no
on.
No blackouts, no restrictions.
No blackouts whatsoever.
Yeah, that would help, I think, a little bit, just access to it being better. But to your point, it's just that time of year, man. School's back in. Football season's here. It just, It's an unfortunate timing to end your season.
I want to give a lot of credit to the listeners today. You guys were, I mean, you're always great, but the injuries that we're getting text in all
great
show.
Great job. I'm going to go ice and
you
heat my back.
You guys also played hurt?
Yes.
You played hurt?
We got through it.
Yep.
See if I can get out of bed tomorrow morning and come do the show again.
If you missed the show today, you would have gotten a lot of, I would have gone at you.
Yeah. I would have deserved every
there
second of that.
There would an internal strife happening.
Sorry, guys. I can't make it in. My back hurts. This is it. This is the separation. Go check the podcast. We had Marty Smith on and Josh Pape. Both of them were great. 1080thefan.com. At Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. We'll tweet them out here as soon as we are done. Thanks so much for being a part of our Wednesday, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.